Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our morning words of encouragement.
I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Today's words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Roger Jones. We kindly ask that you stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Jones, you are on the air.
Good morning and welcome to Words of Encouragement. As the song suggests to us, if we need someone to turn to, I recommend the man from Galilee, the man that could speak to the sea and calm it. He will see you through whatever you're going through. We're in the final chapter of James chapter 5, and we introduced it last week with verse number 1, and we want to dive into verses 2 and 3. James is giving warning about hoarding wealth, being selfish, thinking that you are self-sufficient, or we are self-sufficient by the things we possess and own. In verses 2 and 3, James says, your riches are corrupted and your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver is cankered, and the rust of them shall be a witness against you and shall eat your flesh as it were fire. You have heaped treasures together for the last day. And how? For wealth is not lasting. James made mention of three things about riches. James wanted his readers to know there are riches that are corrupted. The Greek word that the word corrupted comes from is a word meaning that it is rotted. This would refer to such things as farm produce like wheat and vegetables, or building products like wood or wallboard. Many a person gains a comfortable and lavish living, and in some cases wealth, through farming and construction or some other industry whose products eventually rot away. There are garments that become moth-eaten. This would include the textile and clothing industry. Many gain their living and lavish lifestyle or riches through these industries. Tommy Hilfiger, Louis Vuitton, Chanel, all of these industries fall into this category. And then there is gold and silver that is cankered or rusted. This refers to mineral, chemical, metal, mining interests of the economy. Now, James knew that gold and silver did not rust, not in the ordinary sense of the word. What then does he mean? He means that if the minerals lie unused, they will become coated over with filth, tarnished, corroded, and eventually worn away. The point is this. If farm produce and building products sit unused, they rot. Textile garments sit unused, they are moth-eaten. If gold and silver sit unused, they become coated with filth and eventually corrode and waste away. The point is striking, for it is a fact seldom considered. If wealth, money, or anything else is hoarded, it is useless. It does nothing but sit there, and eventually it will be gone. It will never be used for the good that it could do. The rich person who has it will contribute nothing to his generation but produce and buildings that rot, clothing that is eaten away, gold and silver that waste away. What a terrible tragedy to have done nothing but leave the world the material things that age, corrupt, deteriorate, rot, decay, and pass away forever and ever. Wealth, riches, material, physical things does not last. Listen to Job in Job chapter 20 and verse number 28. Job says, the increase of this house shall depart, and his goods shall flow away in the day of his wrath. Said in Psalm 49, verse number 10, for he seeth that the wise men die, likewise the fools and the brutish person perish and leave their wealth to others. Wise man Solomon in Proverbs chapter 23 and verse number 5, wilt thou set thine eyes upon that which is not? For certainly riches make themselves wings. They fly away as the eagle toward heaven. We need to be cognizant of the fact that it's all right to work. It's all right to invest. It's all right to multiply our finances. But if we're hoarding them up and we don't try to do anything to help our fellow man, our brothers and sisters in Christ, then our riches are going to waste away. Again, Solomon said in Proverbs 27, verse number 24, for riches are not forever, and doth the crown endure to every generation? Again, Ecclesiastes 2, verse number 18, Solomon says, yea, I hated all my labor which I had taken under the sun. Why, Solomon? Because I should leave it unto the man that shall be after me. Let me give you an eye-opener. If we as parents have accumulated material possessions, houses, cars, land, jewelry, mothers leave their daughters or their daughters-in-laws to be. If we're not careful, our children are waiting for us to die. They're looking to get those things that we have accumulated in life. Jeremiah had somewhat to say in Jeremiah chapter 17 and verse number 11, as the partridge sitteth on eggs and hatcheth them not, so he that getteth riches and not by right shall leave them in the midst of his days, and at his end shall be a fool. All the drug dealers, all the shysters, all the con artists, all those that had accounts to get wealth, they will not enjoy them to the fullest. They're going to perish. Paul said it this way as we close in 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse number 7. He said, for we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. May I make a small suggestion to those of you on the call this morning? Whatever we may have, whatever we may have accumulated in life through hard, tangible labor, let us be willing to share those things with others that are in need. If God has blessed us and given us some of the necessities of life and even some of the extra amenities of life, let us not prostitute the blessings and keep them to ourselves, but be willing to share them with others. James is warning firmly and sternly that we should not hoard up wealth and think we have life at ease. Shall we pray? Father and our God, it is once again that you have blessed us to see this day, and for that we are eternally grateful. We trust and pray that everyone on the call, that you will bless us in ways that you see that we stand in need of. If there are things that are in our lives that we need removing, bring it to our attention, that we may remove those things and work faithfully, always knowing and abounding that our labor is not in vain. Father, bless those that may be having challenges and difficulties in their lives this morning. Help them to face today in your strength that whether you remove those things from our pathway in our life, that you would give us the strength to endure, that we may bring glory and honor to the Godhead. And that will be enough. In Christ Jesus' name we pray and ask it all. Amen.